Yeah, that's what a great way to live. Dance in the rain, watch everybody smile. Well, welcome again, everyone. Thank you. Just for our online, for the video, I'm Reverend Tamara Rossander. And let's just take in what has already come before us today. Let's just take a moment and breathe. The meditation, the music, the announcements, the energy that's already been here has been fabulous. So as we settle in and I get to look at all these beautiful faces here today and on Zoom, I see you all up there too. I'm so grateful. And today, the topic is it's a new life. It's a new life. And at the beginning of the year, we set intentions. We do those things that we think, okay, I'm going to start off the year. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to do my vision board. I'm going to have my mantra. I'm going to have all these things. And then life happens. And oh, yeah, whoops, I tripped over there. Oh, yeah, whoop, I took a step backwards that way. And I'd have them there to remind me to keep going. But there's challenges that come up. There's things that happen that I need to, well, I don't need to do anything, but it's allowing myself to move gracefully through it, to move through those times, those challenges. And even though they may feel insurmountable at the moment, and I think I shared with you my struggle that I had a little while ago with a dear friend whose grandson, who is 3, who has cancer. So that was a big struggle. So what did I do with that struggle? Well, the first thing I did is I turned to my practitioners and I said, please pray with me. And then we got the diagnosis that the cancer moved from his jaw into his nasal, into his lungs. I said, please pray with me. And I got a message yesterday that they went into the doctor and they did the biopsy on his lungs and they reversed the diagnosis in his lungs. The cancer is not in his lungs and is only in the one spot. And he just got accepted into a program down in Seattle that is going to allow him special radiation and chemotherapy for little children. Thank you, thank you, thank you to my practitioners for praying with me on that. What a demonstration that was. And you know, in my brain, I don't know if any of you thought this, but I did. Like, oh, well, I can't take credit for that. I can't, our prayer didn't matter. But really, really, Tamara, what do you believe? What did Ernest Holmes say? How do we use this in our daily life? How do we use this in our daily life? So I thought I have two demonstrations this week happening. That one, and then you all were here praying with me last week about our technical. And look behind the screen, we have a wonderful young man named Liam. Yay, Liam, who has offered to volunteer and help us with the. Oh, you can see everybody on there. Oh, they're good. Now Zoom people can see him. That's so awesome. Thank you, Liam. So he's helping, you know, he's testing it out to see if he can be of service here at Centers for Spiritual Living White Rock. Like, how fortunate. So, two great demonstrations from prayer last week. So, that, you know, this stuff, what is there's this, there's an acronym TSRW. And you can use the S for whatever. This blank really works. You can use it. This stuff really works. This stuff really works. You know, and so when thinking about this talk, it's a new day and the challenges that we have. But the piece that I came up with is that, you know, peace and patience is a virtue. So in this day and age of instant gratification, there is so much of that. And wanting things to happen like right now. I mean, it was great that I did have these things happen right now. I'm not going to ever complain about things happening. But sometimes I can get caught up in that wanting it to be a different way. And I see, and sorry, I keep looking around and seeing other people I haven't seen for a little bit. So it's that piece of patience is a virtue and not getting caught up when things don't go as planned. When we get those diagnoses, when we get the phone call, when we get those things, it's taking that time, taking that moment and breathing through it. And it's always a good idea to check in with ourselves and to determine whether or not, you know, how can I navigate this issue? What can I do? How can I come back to center? How can I come back to truth, of knowing the truth of who I am? And I always do that through breath and through meditation. You know, okay, this is a little side note, but I was so excited because I've been trying to working on my meditation practice, and which some of you at 8 a.m. are helping me with now. But I just learned that actually meditation helps with losing weight. I was like, yes, another reason to keep going with this meditation practice. It's so good. So, but it's taking those moments and checking in with ourselves. And when things don't go as planned, and I don't mean to say this in a casual, blasé kind of way, but sometimes there's a gift in it. When we don't get that job that we thought we were going to get, or we don't get the partner that we think we're going to get, you know, there's always a gift, and we just may not see it. And of course, in the moment, I'm not going to say to somebody, well, you know, this is happening in your life, but you know what, there's a gift. That's just kind of for ourselves to remember. It's not to be used on someone else or shaming anybody or putting those rose-colored glasses on. And then the other thing is, so we've got to have patience. And the second thing I think we have to do is have faith. You know, that George Michael song, gotta have faith, 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 gotta have faith. I won't sing. I'll let Michelle do that. But the challenges in front of us may seem that are unsurmountable. But think of the story either from the Bible of David and Goliath, where David defeated just with that slingshot, with that one rock. But I like to think of more of the Luke Skywalker story of when he's coming down in the original series and he's got to destroy the Death Star and there's only that one little target that he's got to hit and he's got his things on and he's working down to go through it and yeah, he's going to get it, and then he hears Yoda's wise voice. Usually in my head it's either a friend of mine, Reverend Terry, saying, Tamara, trust the Force. And so he takes off the glasses and sure enough he hits, destroys the Death Star. Thank you. So there we go. We'll just switch to that. Can I just hand you that? There we go. So it's those moments that we might not think that we have the tools to make these things better, but we do. And it may be just a small thing, not necessarily this big, gigantic thing that we think that it's going to be. And spirit always knows what it's doing. We are not responsible for the orbiting of the planets, growing of the plants, or even beating our own, I can't read my own writing today. But nature always has been more powerful than any obstacle put in front of it. You know, you think of a tree and a sidewalk. Who do you think is going to win, the tree or the sidewalk? The tree 100% of the time. Or even those dandelions, think of the where they grow. That is our spirit. That is going through.
Can you get a little closer to the mic, please?
Yes, I can get a little closer to the mic. Do do do. There, I'm very close. So we have faith in knowing that nature knows what it's doing at all times, right? This is in our prayer. The first thing is that there is one life, one love, one universal divine presence. The second is when we unify with that we know that we are one with that life. So then the third thought I had is everyday spirituality. And our calling, what is calling us to be in this spiritual practice to do that? And I found a quote by Laura Ingalls Wilder. You venture into the unknown land because that is where your heart will take you. It is not what you want to do. It is something you have to do. That is that calling, that peace that brings us into our spirituality, that knowing that there's something more. I know when I started first coming to the Centers for Spiritual Living, it was because I had that longing within inside of me. And I didn't know what it was when I was church shopping and leaving the bank and coming into spirituality, into this next role that I have come into. I didn't really, couldn't put a finger on it. But yet when I came into the Center for Spiritual Living, I was like, yes, this makes sense. It's not that God outside of myself. There's something inside me, that indwelling spirit that pulls me forward. The other quote I found is, and talking about prayer with everyday spirituality, Mary Oliver said, well, actually it's the name of one of her poems. She said, the real prayers are not the words, but they are the attention that comes first. And again, isn't that totally a science of mind philosophy, right? It's our thought. That indwelling is like the creative process that we talked about in some of us in the class. We have that spiritual idea, it comes into our mind, we bring it down through, and then it comes back up into fruition. But there's the everyday spirituality is starting each day with that consciousness. And this month's theme is a grand rising, where we in the morning set those intentions for the day. And it's a simple way to consciously incorporate spirituality into our lives. We aren't simply believing in a good or a great day ahead. We are knowing that good every day. We are knowing it. Oops, moving my notes around here. So this awareness allows us to deepen our understanding of spirit and seeing wonders of everyday living. In this practice of that grand rising of greeting ourselves in the morning, we know that we can have spirit that has woken us up to live another day in a grand way. And there's no reason to live an ordinary life. Each one of us is born to be extraordinary. Each one of you are born to be extraordinary. And I love that other quote by Mary Oliver. Tell me, what is it that you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? When it's over, I want to say, all my life I was a bride, married to amazement. I was a bridegroom, taking the world into my arms. And my instructions for living a life is to pay attention, be astonished, and tell about it. Pay attention, be astonished, and tell about it. So that's what we're doing here. When we're in spiritual community, we get to tell each other what our life is about and what we're doing to practice, how moving us forward in this teaching, in this life. And there's going to be days that we're going to wake up and we're going to have challenges. There's going to be days that we wake up and it's going to be rainbows, unicorns, all those things. And then there might just be a day that is kind of flatlined. You know, I had a friend, I was doing a prayer, my prayer partner, who's in Colorado, and him and I were talking, and he was explaining the white and the snow, how it's called a flat light. Photographer Ron may know this, like when everything looks the same, it's all flat. It just, everything is the same. And I was like, yeah, there's days I wake up feeling like that, when it's just, there's nothing, you can't see anything other than just the white. But it's when we lean into our spiritual practice when I have those mornings, because it happens. And then I know I can tune into that heart space and tune into that space of knowing that truth of who I am. It's like, okay, Tamara, let's get out of bed. Let's do what we need to do. Let's do our prayer. Let's do our meditation. Let's lean into our spiritual practice. And I know when I'm not doing it. Because, you know, that's the morning that I stub my toe. And then I'm bouncing around all in pain. And then I hit my funny bone on the door, out the, you know, doing that. And then I spill my coffee all over myself. And then I'm like, oh, the universe is telling me, pay attention, pay attention. Let's be astonished about this. Now let's make a story out of it. So some things I was thinking about too is there's a story from into bringing into, just to close us off with, what is calling us? What is that place? What do we want to do with this one wild, precious life that we have? And so there was the beloved and the student, or the lover, I'll say, maybe Reverend Tamara, but so knocked on the beloved's door. And the beloved said, who is it? I said, it's me, Tamara. And they said, go away, you're not ready. So I went off, had my little life, became a banker, did the thing, got married, had some kids. I went back, knocked on the beloved's door again and said, knock, knock, I'm here. And they said, who is it? I said, it's me, Tamara. No, you're not ready yet, go away. So I went away. Then I found Science of Mind, became a minister. I thought, okay, yes, now I'm ready. So I knocked on the door. It's me, beloved. They said, who is it? Oh, whoops, I said that wrong anyways. I'm never good at these things sometimes. I knocked on the door and I said, it's me. And they said, I said, it's Reverend Tamara. And they said, no, you're not ready. So I went back, and this is the phase I'm in right now. That next phase of learning to undo all my thoughts and who I've been, to be able to surrender, to be able to dive into my spiritual practice, so that the next time I can go to the beloved and say, I'm broken, I don't know who I am, I'm just this essence of love. And then the beloved will say, come on in, you're ready. So that is our job, is to undo all our constraints, all the things, live that life that we want to share and be astonished and tell about. So I have a project for everybody. Thanks to Georgia. This is Georgia's fault, you guys. Is that we're going to do a project. You'll watch for it on the newsletter, but it's 21 weeks of kindness. So every week, in the newsletter, I'm going to put one idea on how we can spread kindness out into the world. So watch for it starting Thursday. So they say it takes 21 days. Well, we're going to do 21 weeks because my newsletter, unless you guys want a newsletter every day. No, no, what? Nancy's saying, no, I don't want to edit one every day. Tamara, do you know how many spelling mistakes you make? So watch for that and see how we can look around our community and help and do the and serve what's around. We have Liam showing up in service. We have the people who set up our chairs that come in service. We have our musicians that are in service to you. What are things that we can do to be in service, not necessarily only in our community, but outside? You know, like Kelly had done collecting the coats for the homeless. I'm sure they really used them while that snow came down. And it was so grateful for everybody. So let's think of ways that we can incorporate our kindness, but start spreading a little bit more out into the world as we undo ourselves, as we undo and surrender to that truth of who we really, each of us are. So before I start crying, I'm going to go into prayer. Taking this moment, knowing that there is one life, one love, one universal divine mind. It is love expressed. It is joy. And all these things that it is, I know that each of us are. There is no separation. It is all one thing.
It is life. And life is good. It is always working in our favor. So today, I claim that astonishment, that joy, that love, that knowingness of life, that expression of this is how I want to live my life. Dancing in the rain, holding my loved ones a little closer, knowing that I am divinely guided in each step of the way. So as I claim these things for myself today, I know this for each of you, that today is the day that you embrace the world, that you embrace the joy, embrace the love that each of us are. I'm so grateful for this time together, this community, the shift and growing in my own consciousness. It is with total love and joy that I release these words to that law of mind that always says yes. It always says yes. We put that thought into motion and we let it go. We let it be. And I ask you to join me in saying, and so it is.